You're listening to Andrew Haunt's Rock Revival with me, Andrew Haunt. Thank you for checking it out. I really do appreciate it. If you're not familiar with the show, here's where I talk about old rock and metal albums, some of them classic, some of them obscure. Who am I? I'm a former music journalist. I used to be with Powerplay Rock and Metal magazine here in the UK. I'm a blogger, author, content creator, former musician, bunch of other stuff. Here I talk about old hard rock and heavy metal albums. And on this episode, I'm going to talk about an album which is particularly special to me and was instrumental in my early years as a rock and metal fan. This is the debut album by Wasp. Now, while researching it for this episode, I found out something I didn't really know, which is annoying, seeing as I've loved this album for about 30 years. And that was that it didn't always have the same title. Apparently, originally it was released, it has been known throughout its life, under three different names. The spine of the original European version had Winged Assassins printed on it, which is a song by Anvil. And while early cassettes of the album apparently had the first track listed as the title, so that would be the album being titled I Want to Be Somebody. But it is officially just titled Wasp, and it's a damn fine album. Now, if you're not familiar with Wasp, they are the brainchild of, they are led by Blackie Lawless, a man blessed, equally cursed, I would imagine, with a very unique singing voice. Sort of a real rasp, a raspy voice that really still holds a melody despite the raspiness of it. It is an incredible, incredible album. So on the lineup on this album was Blackie Lawless on lead vocals and bass. This is before he started playing guitar in Wasp. It had Chris Holmes on lead and rhythm guitars, Randy Piper on lead and rhythm guitars and backing vocals, and Tony Richards on drums. It was produced by Mike Varney, so that tells you a lot about why the guitar sounds so crisp on it. So, initially released in August 1984, not long before my 6th birthday, God I'm old, the album kicks off with that anthem of a song, I Want to Be Somebody. And I picked this up on vinyl. It was reduced, of course, because it was the grunge era, as with a lot of my vinyl, I picked it up because it had been reduced and, didn't take as much pocket money up. This I picked it up as a reduced album. The cover blew my mind of the band covered in spikes and saw blades and makeup with a skeleton hung up behind them, which is cheesy as hell when you look at it now as an adult. It's a really cheesy cover. But, you know, I loved it. They looked like something from some strange post-apocalyptic dystopian Mad Max nightmare crossed with glam metal. And, you know, it's like Motley Crue from hell. You know, if Motley Crue really delivered on their promise, which Wasp certainly did throughout their career, have delivered on their on what they put across. They've delivered on the image, they've delivered on the hype around them, and they've delivered on their legacy. So, yes, this album kicks off with I Want to Be Somebody, which it kicks off with those drums and straight into the verse, straight into Blackie Lawless's completely unique voice. And it's just a mind-blowing rock song. It's got an irresistible chorus, huge chorus, that a little bit reminds me of Twisted Sister. I think probably because I was listening to Twisted Sister a lot of the time as well. Stay Hungry, but that'll be an album for another episode. But it really kicks in. It's fast, it's punchy, it really grabs the attention straight away. And that song was released as the album's second single and had a video for it as well. It's just such a powerful, powerful tune. That is followed by Love Machine, or as it's sung on the album, L-O-V-E Machine. Another big anthem, big chorus, big sound, not quite as immediate as I Want to Be Somebody, but after a song like that, it's anything would pale in comparison, really. That is followed by The Flame, which has a bit of a boogie feel to the chorus. And B-A-D, Bad, is track 4, with a bit more of a darker feel to it. As with a lot of albums around the mid-80s, there's an album about school. Because, you know, there was a lot of teenagers that were hugely into metal at the time, really discovering themselves through this style of music that was still pretty new then. However, that song, it's okay. School Days, you know, it does what it needs to. It's 3 minutes 35 of Wasp. Raspy guitars, raspy vocals, big chorus. Chris Holmes going nuts on the solo. It's a cracking tune, but again, it doesn't match how the album started. Things pick up when side two begins. So one on side two on the vinyl and the tape, of course, it begins with Hellion, which takes the quality way back up to the opening track, I Want to Be Somebody. Hellion is great. It's got a massive sing-along chorus that, if you can hold the note, I do recommend it. It's good fun to do, and it's good training for your vocal cords to try and hold the note that long, like Blackie Lawless did, to be honest. But that's huge. Now, this is followed by track 7, Sleeping in the Fire. Now, this song, it's structured as a ballad, but it deals with some supernatural elements. There's an occult feel to it. There is a really... how do I put this? Not unsettling, but uneasy melody. There's an uneasy melody to the chorus, and it feels like you are being welcomed into something very dark. Welcomed into the catacombs of Blackie Lawless's mind, or something like that. But it's a fabulous song, hugely dramatic and theatrical. Almost has the feel of something from a musical. But, you know, a musical put on by Satan himself. It's a great song. It's a great song and one of the definite highlights of it. And side two continues in a really strong vein with On Your Knees, which has an irresistible riff, really memorable riff, great hook to it, the works. That is followed by Tormentor, which was heard in two movies from Charles Band, Empire Pictures. If you're familiar with any of my other content, you know that I love Charles Band, the movie mogul that behind Empire Studios and the Media Home video label, and after that, Full Moon Features, Full Moon Pictures. I'm a huge fan of the man's low-budget movie output, and Tormentor was perfect addition to the films The Dungeon Master and Terrorvision. If I remember rightly, Blackie Lawless actually shows up in Dungeon Master. It's been a long time since I've seen it. I do apologise. So after Tormentor, the album ends with The Torture Never Stops. And that's a nice ending, because the sort of cyclical nature to the chorus that fades out, it just feels like it's going to go on forever, but I mean that in a good way. So over the 10 tracks, more than half of them are fantastic. Out of those 10 tracks, only one of them goes over the 4-minute mark, which is Tormentor. So nothing really... nothing outstays its welcome. Nothing is too long. Nothing is too involved. They are straightforward, straight ahead, hard rock, melodic metal songs with some dark overtones. Now, of course, those dark overtones and the image of the band is something that the PMRC and the parents groups and the media in general really latched onto. It was the same with like Kiss and such. Like, people were afraid of Wasp. There was the whole thing about, what does the name mean? Is it white Anglo-Saxon Protestants? Is it We Are Satan's People? You know, and all the negative press that the band got, they took on board, you know, and they just sailed over them. And that is to be really admired. And they just made them stronger. It made them bigger. It didn't occur to these people that were complaining about bands like Wasp and Twisted Sister and Judas Priest and so on in the 80s, and Ozzy Osbourne, of course. Didn't they realise that all the press they were giving them was only serving to make them bigger, only serving to make them more well-known, more well-appreciated, and far more ingrained into the public consciousness as a whole than it would have been if they hadn't been so intent on hassling everyone? Anyway, you know, there was a CD reissue of the album in 1998, which opened instead of I Want to Be Somebody, opened with Animal, F Like a Beast. you know the single. It's infamous in rock circles. If you haven't heard it, it's a great song. It's early Wasp, it's great, but yeah, it has that refrain. And there was a lot of controversy about that, you know, at the time. Understandably, because it wasn't that common for that many songs to have the F word in it. So as well as that, the new starting track on that, the CD reissue from 98, doesn't end with The Torture Never Stops. It has another two tracks on there, Show No Mercy and a cover of Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones, of course. But yes, it's an excellent album. It's a really powerful debut, and they never really looked back. Of course, trends come and go, fashions come and go, and interest in the band has gone all over the place over the years. It could be argued that after albums like Headless Children and The Last Crusade and things like that, that they may have rested on their laurels, they may have faded away, but yet at the height of grunge, at the height of the alternative rock movement in the early 90s, they came out with an album called The Crimson Idol, which is a stunning piece of rock theatre. You know, it's a real rock, genuine rock opera, and I would put it up there personally with things like Tommy and The Wall. It is a work of genius, and I will debate that with anyone. The Crimson Idol by Wasp is just brilliant in every way. Of course, they followed that. They came out with KFD and albums like Still Not Black Enough and things like that during the sort of wilderness years before heavy music really came back properly. They're still going, as far as I'm aware, and they're still pumping out albums. But this debut, and The Crimson Idol, of course, this debut is where it all started for me, in a dingy record shop, picking up reduced vinyl that I could afford, and it taking it home, sitting down with headphones on, and experiencing it change my life. I would imagine a lot of people that heard this album did have their musical experience changed by it. There's something irresistible about the ballsy gusto of Blackie Lawless and the rest of the crew. And of course, Chris Holmes was there, and Blackie Lawless and Chris Holmes were all over things like The Downfall of Western Civilization, you know, the metal years, and all over the media, all over the magazines for ages. The sort of a double act. Of course, they had a very public falling out, which has never really been resolved, unfortunately. But it all comes down to this debut album, with its cheap, tacky cover, four dudes with saw blades on them, huge hair, ridiculous costumes, Blackie Lawless's glee and absolute delight in his own weirdness, and that scratchy voice of his, which absolutely elevates them above so many of their peers. And a lot of the time with bands like this, something that really does set them apart is the voice, is the vocalist. And Wasp definitely have one of the most enigmatic and charismatic vocalists in rock and heavy metal history. And that's why this album has been covered on this episode, so I could wax lyrical about it. I love this album dearly. I've always loved it dearly. And I fully intend to keep playing this album as long as I possibly can, if only to try and recapture some of the magic of hearing I Want to Be Somebody again. Oh my god, that track. If you haven't heard this album, just go and listen to I Want to Be Somebody, and I can pretty much guarantee you'll be converted and want to hear the rest. It was a great starting point for an absolutely fascinating band. And that's my little look at the debut album Wasp by Wasp. Thank you ever so much for checking out this episode of Andrew Hort's Rock Revival. Please do subscribe, be it on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Podomatic even, or wherever you find it. Please do subscribe. Please do leave a comment if you're viewing this as a YouTube video. Let me know what you think. If there are any albums you'd like me to cover on this show, I'd be more than happy to look into them for you. But for now, I do have a load of albums to get through, and I look forward to bringing you the new episodes very soon. Thanks for checking out my Rock Revival.